Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with 2003 Mid Prairie High School graduate and Iowa Ambassadors of Music choir director Luke Johnson about the choir's viral video. So you're a 2003 Mid Prairie graduate. Where are you at now?
I teach at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs, and I live there in Council Bluffs as well.
Okay. So how did you get involved with the choir?
So I initially actually went on the Iowa Ambassadors of Music Tour when I was a student at Mid Prairie. I was nominated after being selected into the Iowa All-State Chorus my sophomore year, and then it takes about a year and a half, the nominating process, between getting nominated and then going on the tour. And they do that specifically because it's so expensive. They want to give students the proper time to fundraise and whatnot. So I actually went on the tour in the summer of 2002 going into my senior year and had a life-changing experience because I was from Wellman, Iowa and had not been abroad before, and then had quickly a very life-changing experience going to seven countries and performing in really important historical places and meeting people from all over the state in the process. And then I went on to go to school at Coe in Cedar Rapids to do vocal music ed. And then after finishing my degree, I started teaching in Atlantic. And at that time, I was asked to go back and be an advisor on the Iowa Ambassador Music Tour. And so this was my third time going as an advisor. And it's been a wonderful experience each time.
In your previous years, have you ever had something like this happen?
No, I'm trying to jog my memory going in 2002, 2008, and then 2014. And certainly I had awesome things happen while I was on those tours, but nothing quite this interesting.
Yeah, so the videos of the performance have gone viral very quickly. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm just in shock and I'm in awe. You know, we get on social media almost every day and we see really terrible things happening in our world. And it's nice to know that positive things can be just as important and meaningful and can be present and be in people's awareness. So, I mean, I'm tickled, obviously, that it's going viral. First time of something of that nature happening to me. But more importantly, I'm just glad that we can just bring so much joy to everyone, which, you know, that was certainly not our plan. We just did what was asked of us by the flight crew. But it's been a really magical story unfolding every day.
So after you guys had started singing and after you had finished, what was it like on the plane?
Obviously, it was a really long flight. It was almost 9 hours flying from Frankfurt to Atlanta. And, you know, by the seventh, eighth hour, we were all groggy and tired and ready to be off of a plane. And the flight crew had gotten word that we were this music group and asked us to sing before we landed. So we had sang two pieces that we had been doing on the tour while we were still in the air. So that kind of got everyone excited and like, ooh, this is an experience that we've never had before. And even the people that weren't a part of the tour and associated with the group were like, oh, this is kind of neat and different. And then when we got asked to do the specific piece for honoring the veteran, it was like everyone was nervous and excited and kind of in awe that we were going to be doing this. And once we had finished, it was just like, kind of electrifying. We just kind of felt this surge of positivity and respect and goodness. And people who were not associated with us were coming up to us and saying, that was so cool. And the pilot, you know, said, thank you. And I mean, it was just a really special thing that was obviously not planned, but turned out to be one of the most memorable parts of our tour.
How did the veteran react?
I think it was overwhelming and certainly unexpected, obviously so appreciative and thankful. It just was very heartwarming and made all of us feel like this is something that we can do as musicians. A lot of people say, what can you do at a time of loss? And there's only so much pasta salad or casserole dishes that can be made at a time of death for someone to try to comfort them. And when we can turn to music and it have such a not only impact on ourselves as the performers, but for the people we're singing for, it's just a really magical, wonderful gift that we have.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, I just want people to know that these kinds of experiences, you just can't ever plan them. But if you get the chance to do something like this, it's going to be so much more rewarding than you ever think. And I'm just so glad that music has allowed for me to continue to have these kinds of moments. And that's why it's so important for it to be in the world today. I'm actually sitting at the Iowa Choral Directors Convention right now and have heard so many people say how important it is for people to have music. And in a time like this, if people could just have music, I think there would be a lot less turmoil and disappointment and frustration and anger in the world, because it can be that simple to just have music and to have peace and to have love. I'm really glad to have gotten to do this tour again, and I'm obviously very blessed to have music in my life every day.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Luke Johnson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.